Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
2019.
All right.
Okay. So we both saw it twice. It is weird deciding to see it together and then not talking about it and being like, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you later.
I was like thinking, like, is there a way we can record it on our phones right after? Is there somewhere we can like? But it's hard.
Yeah.
I can say I liked the movie and okay, I enjoyed it more the second time. I could just say the second time I saw it in IMAX.
You liked it more the second time?
I liked it in IMAX. Yes.
Because it was bigger.
It was bigger and louder, and I was able to follow it a little bit more.
I had a because you've been pre-exposed is
yeah, some of it.
There is certain things for sure that on the second viewing you go, oh, okay, I can kind of see that why she's like this now. Mm-hmm. I had a question. I was like, if you were going to review it with one word, what do you have? What word would that be? Do you have a word version or one word?
I don't. I would say loud, but it's. I can go with that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mine, I was going to say, mine is satisfying.
Yeah. It's funny because when you finished watching the movie, you said, mentioned the fan service.
Yeah.
That it's like, this is like a ton of fan service. And yeah. I feel like it should be. Because, I mean, you're going to have hardcore fans going, and they're going to appreciate that stuff. And if you're not a fan, it's going to go over people's heads anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well cater. But it didn't feel like pandering to me, though. It felt like
it felt like it was written by someone who knows these movies.
Yeah.
And knows what it wants to put on to like wink at us with and really just goes for it. They go, let's put it all in, you know, let's borrow from, you know, Destroya. Let's borrow from GMK. Let's just kind of like throw everything in there. And it was satisfying.
Yeah. I feel like, okay. So the first movie was Godzilla 2014 and that kind of set up like this sort of, this realistic tone and sort of set up the origins and Monarch and stuff. And then Kong Skull Island was like, well, screw it. We're just going to make it crazy and fun.
Here's this, the '70s, yeah, but also, it definitely felt like, Godzilla 2014 was kind of like, listen, we can only use Godzilla. We can't use anybody else.
Yeah.
So we need to invent some creatures for the purpose so we have something for Godzilla to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what they did. And so then this was kind of good. You got people that we already knew, and then they introduced a few extras.
Yeah.
Quite a few extras, but I guess we don't get to see them all.
Yeah, and I spent like the second viewing trying to read every single name on every single monitor.
It's too many.
Yeah, I couldn't see if there's any familiar ones. That's a screenshot
thing. Yeah, the usual websites do have a running list.
Yeah.
As far as like when you look at like the appearances in the movie, the running list has like these and just says like, on screen, like screenshot or something of like their names and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know, was there a name for that one that looks like, I don't know, he's like a big rock. Like he's the one who was the mountain that kind of moved and got up.
Yeah.
Do you know who that guy is?
I don't know. There was names. There was another Muto. There was Behemoth, which for sure is named Behemoth. There's a spider that's not Kamunga.
No, his name is like Skyla.
Yeah. And then I don't know what the rock guy was. And every time he appeared on like a monitor, I tried to see if it was Angulus or Barragun or something, but I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I feel like, and I feel like if any of those characters were in it or referenced, they would have had them in like the end credits sort of the copyright thing.
Oh, totally.
So I didn't see any of that.
I think there was one. So the ones that they list that are. Oh, hang on. I just found there's.
Did you find a screenshot?
No, but okay. The one that's the that one that's the big mountain that moved.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he is the one named Methuselah.
Okay, he kind of looked like the turtle from Space Amoeba. Is it Gazora? No, whatever the one, the turtle from Space Amoeba.
Yeah, like they kind of just list him as like he's like an armored Daikaiju.
Yeah. I thought they were cool looking.
And I thought there was one that was called something like they named one of them like something like Quetzalcoatl, too.
I think I saw that too.
But he's not listed in this list that they have on. I'm looking at GodzillaFandom.com.
Yeah, the only ones that we really see though was that dude, Behemoth, the not Kamunga, and then the other Muto. Not Motu.
S-C-Y-L-L-A. Skyla or Skyla or Shyla.
Looked kind of similar to the one on Skull Island, right? He had a little like...
They're saying they wrote it was... I guess a Skyla is... The name it comes from a female sea monster from Greek mythology.
Hmm. Okay.
The daughter of Typhon.
But the only one I cared about is Behemoth.
As far as like wanting to know more?
Yeah. I think he was cool looking. Because he looked like an ape, but had tusks like a mammoth.
Yeah, he was like a cross between a trunkless mammoth that walked like an ape.
Yeah.
It was cool looking.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that dude shows up.
Tease of him in the opening credits. Did you notice that? Like,
no.
Well, the Warner Brothers logo comes up, and it's written if it was etched in stone.
Yeah.
And there's two monsters on either side, and the one on the right is King Ghidorah. The one on the left, I don't know. It's it looks like an ancient lion kind of looking thing or something like that. Nothing I could specifically identify. But then the legendary logo comes up. Yeah, right. The legendary logo comes up, and the one on the right is a version of Behemoth.
Okay.
He's there. And because I was like, oh, that's an interesting – because the whole time – You're really kind of trying to be aware of any Easter eggs. In fact, did you catch any Easter eggs? Anything? Did you catch anything that was special? Anything you noticed that tickled you?
Too crazy, no.
Did you notice the protest signs?
I didn't.
Okay, so at the very beginning, there's this whole thing that where the world now knows that there are monsters and that the. Uh-huh. By the way, everybody, spoiler alert. You should know by now.
Yeah.
But we find out that basically they refer to these giant monsters as Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of protests of people who basically want them killed. And a lot of people carrying signs that say destroy all monsters.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
I'm kind of hoping, like, if we get a movie after Godzilla versus King Kong, that they do destroy all monsters. I think that would be the next logical one to tackle.
It does. It is a pretty good step in that direction to go there next.
Yeah.
And with destroy all monsters being already established as a protest sign, it could be like that is like that gives you the germination of a place to start for sure.
Yeah. What's funny about this movie too is they like, we had speculated that we were going to get a teaser for Kong.
Yeah.
Like a post-credit things. But they have Kong in this so much. Like, they refer to Kong and Skull Island so much. And then there's another one, I think Stone Mountain. Did you hear them mention Stone Mountain at one point? I wanted to know what that was, because they were talking, it was later on when all of the Titans were waking up, and they mentioned that there was activity on Skull Island and Stone Mountain.
This is just them talking?
Yeah, they were talking.
In the movie. Because, mm-hmm. like, there's, a, like, at the end of the movie, during the closing credits, there's tons of teasers for, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong, it seems, because there's the whole, there's all the news articles mm-hmm. coming up afterward, and it starts saying a lot about how, like, it seems like beneath Skull Island is, like, where a lot of these Titans are coming from, and then there's that, there's the cave painting of uh-huh. Kong and Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, that was great.
And then there's also, there's also one of the things that was at the end credits was they mentioned an egg.
Yes.
Some new egg, which I was like, it could be a new Mothra birth. Maybe. I don't know. It's an egg. The Mothra egg looked more like a jelly bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was. So, yeah, I don't know what that egg is. And unless it's Minya.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Maybe Minya's on Skull Island, and that's why Godzilla's heading there. And maybe that's why him and King Kong fight over the egg. Maybe Godzilla thinks he's, yeah, could be. I did like that they kind of explained Hollow Earth a little bit more. That's something I did not expect to come back up in this movie. Was this idea of Hollow Earth, and they even mentioned Dr. Brooks' name. What's his name? I can't think of his name.
In this movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Bradley Whitford?
Yes. Yes. He mentions Dr. Brooks' Hollow Earth theory, and that's something, that's the reason why Dr. Brooks was going to Skull Island. And Dr. Brooks was the partner of John Goodman's character, Landa. So yeah, I had watched, between the time we watched Godzilla 2014 and then this movie, I watched Skull Island, and there's a lot of stuff that they talk about the Hollow Earth, and it's kind of cool. They created this sort of weird, like, tunnel system that goes through the world, and it's got like these vortexes that act as sort of like teleporters almost. It was one of the things that I liked about this movie was really kind of they started really veering away from realism that was brought up in the first movie and started getting more into sci-fi, especially with like the sunken city of Atlantis and stuff. Like, it just everything is just so, it gives so much weird, or Seatopia. It was one of those things where I was just like, okay, I'm glad they're sort of just pushing it more into the sort of sci-fi fantasy of it. Like the giant airplane stealth thing that they have. It's the
Avengers
helicarrier or whatever.
Yeah. It's like that, you know, there's like the Thanos plot line of like, no, we need to release all these monsters to, you know, basically shrink the population.
Yeah.
And, you know, make us, it was funny, the parts when they're like going, what, we're just going to keep these monsters as a pet? It says, no, we'll be theirs.
Yeah. That's a line that was in the trailer, which I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. The Easter egg. Here's one that I thought of. When they show the twin sisters who are part of Monarch. The first picture they show has the two, and they're wearing like kind of the safari helmets and stuff. Yes. On the bottom left-hand side, it says Monarch, and then it says Infant Island, which I thought was cool. That's the original Mothra was from Infant Island.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat. And I liked I the this is might be stupid, and I don't know what this says about me, but the first time I saw it, there's the scene where Mothra is hatching from the cocoon under the waterfall, and there's that scene with Joe Morton, and he says like, "Dr. Ling, Dr. Ling," and he goes out, and it's the twin of Dr. Chen. I'm trying to remember the name. She's credited as two different people.
Yeah, I did not catch that they were two people.
So I looked at it, and I'm like, wait a second. When I watched it the second time, I'm like, wait a second. They made a big deal about this scene. And when I watched it the second time, and she takes her hood off, her hoodie, she has long hair. And the other one in the ship with our heroes has short hair.
If I felt it was weird that like she left and came back. Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed.
I was embarrassed to bring it up because I saw it the second time, but because I didn't notice the first time, but yeah, it's two people. And in the credits, she's credited as both characters.
Okay. There's so much going on. That was a detail that just got missed. Oh, great. That's great. Yeah. We were sitting there. We were starting to kind of go off on this thing, like going, "Wait a minute, does each twin have a twin? Then how come there aren't eight of them?"
I don't know.
That's cool.
That was kind of a cool way to do the Mothra twins because they were very present for each of the, or they're present around just the Infant Island and Mothra. So. It was nice because it still had sort of a mystical feel to it. Like when they showed her mom, her mom's twin, and then they showed the picture of all the twin girls, I was like, okay, it kind of has a weird, like, mystic quality to it still. Like, something's definitely up. Like, that doesn't just happen. But I think the two doctors had separate names.
They do. They have different last names.
Yeah, so...
Marriage,
yeah, or
maybe someone's married.
So yeah, Mothra twins. It'll be interesting to see if they show up in the next one. But yeah, maybe I'll have to watch it a third time. I don't know.
To what?
I don't know. Just to watch it a third time. I want to see more stuff. I feel like because I noticed this time. The first time I noticed the Infant Island, the second time I noticed that she had a twin, and I'm sure there's stuff in there that I didn't notice before. Because when that scene with Joe Morton came up, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot Joe Morton's in this scene. But why? Like, I'm like, he doesn't show up again, and it seems like such a weird small part for him to play. And I'm like, there's got to be some sort of significance to this. And I'm like, but wait a second, that lady's there. But she's on the plane right now. And it kind of, so that got me thinking before her reveal. So I'm wondering if that character and Joe Morton will show up in the next one. It definitely felt like some sort of a setup as far as like his character goes. Want to talk about Rodan?
Sure. He's birthed out of a volcano.
Uh-huh. Which is kind of similar to the original Rodan, where they die in the volcano.
Yeah. It was just, I was like, oh, he can just hang out in lava. He's fine with that. And it's interesting. What was kind of cool, and he always had these like cinders coming off of him.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were coming off of him, or like it's part of his body. Like he's created of lava.
He's a fire. Well, they call him a fire demon. I think they says what's
it. Because at first, I just thought that he was just on fire. After coming out of the lava, like there was still just smoldering stuff. But even after he landed in the water and came back, he was like on fire.
Yeah, and when he gets a hole stabbed into him, it's like all like cinders inside him too.
That was so great. It reminded me. That part reminded me of Godzilla versus Megaguirus. Where Megaguirus stabs Godzilla in the mouth with with the stinger.
Oh,
and it does
right.
That, it does that all the sound drops out, and then it pans around, and you see that Godzilla has bitten the stinger instead of getting stabbed in the face.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that a little bit. That, okay, let's talk about, let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Mothra larva. This is, I think, the coolest Mothra portrayal so far as the larva goes.
Hands down, the coolest, the most powerful,
the most exciting. Yeah. It was, that attack was really cool. And I'm glad they used the silk.
How he used the silk to knock people back. He'd throw people against the wall. He didn't eat anybody. It was just he would just throw them away and stuff like that. He moved that, did a lot of that,
and trap them.
Yeah,
I like the one where he shot the goo on the wall and then knocked the guy onto the goo, and the guy stuck to the wall.
Right. Yeah. Like, it was all his. Yeah, he was crafty.
Yeah, and I mean, it's funny because, like, I think one of the most boring thing is Mothra larva. They don't really do anything but crawl and then shoot
webs
from far away. Yeah. So it was cool being able to see one, like, actually, like, attacking and moving around and being a threat. Like, it was I was surprised, and it was so loud. Like, it was like it was played like a horror movie, and so it definitely made it the Mothra larva cooler than normal.
They did pretty good at incorporating personality in these guys, in the monsters. I thought there was pretty good. Like, they all kind of had, like, you know, they had. I mean, to go back to Rodan for a second, it's like Rodan had a very expressive face. In fact, I thought it got a little overdone when he bowed at the end.
Oh,
I was like, oh boy.
He does that earlier too to King Ghidorah.
He does it to King Ghidorah. Yeah.
I guess I'm okay with it though.
I think it's just because there's a lot of, like, all the Wolfpack influence. So Ferdo, King Ghidorah is the alpha, and so all the other ones are paying respect by bowing their heads and stuff like that to him. And the same thing happens at the end with Godzilla when they all kind of, like, bow and give him the respect of the king.
I guess it's a way just to show that it's submissive, and it works. I think if I were to have a Rodan like figure that was shaped in that pose, I'd be pretty excited.
The bowing run?
Yeah, a bowing Rodan toy, I think, would be cool. There's something kind of neat about it. It looked like it looked like the front of one of those Firebird, those cars that, like, Smokey and the Bandit drives.
Trans Am, yeah.
Yeah. It looked like one of those, the front of that, the way it bowed with the arms.
It was cool looking. His beak looked cool. His dogfight with the planes.
It's my favorite sequence.
It's so good. And then when he does his spin move to take out the last of them.
Yeah.
Oh, and he also eats that one guy.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a really great sequence. There's some really great fights in this.
And they gave him claws on his wing.
Yeah.
Kind of like little, like, bat fingers or something. Which is cool, cuz it's, you know, like, with usually in the Toho movies with Rodan and Mothra, they just kind of fly around in circles. And this one, they gave him things to grab onto with, like the Mothra legs, and are more like arms and legs in this one, as opposed to just kind of like the little six ones hanging on the side. And but the Rodan design, I like that they kept the little horns on the back of the head. Like, it looked like Rodan,
you got it. Yeah, for sure.
Like, all of the silhouettes were definitely those characters. But that dogfight was my favorite part. And the whole thing where they're being chased by Rodan towards Monster Zero, Like that whole sequence, I loved it because you have this countdown and he's just like barreling down, and they have that sort of like a giant claw shot where you see the claws coming into frame trying to grab the plane.
It grabs the planes, yeah.
And then, but then pulling, then doing the nosedive, and then having that wide shot of King Ghidorah and Rodan flying towards each other, both putting their talons up, was awesome. That was one of my favorite things.
Also a good use in just like creating more useful wings. Also, same thing with King Ghidorah, where the way King Ghidorah's original design is he's just a pair of wings, two tails, and two legs and three heads.
Yeah.
And no arms. This King Ghidorah basically uses his wings like his front legs basically, like
walks like a bat,
yeah, or like a pteranodon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where those are like the functional front legs.
Yeah they had three different actors play King Ghidorah,
each head.
Yeah.
Which is good, because there are parts where like it was kind of cool, like when after they fry those guys up in Antarctica, uh-huh. The guys were running away, and they just fry them. Then that one of the heads is just kind of licking their bodies.
Yeah.
And then the other head kind of like snaps at it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The mix of there was... the person, that's another personality thing where like the heads would sometimes bicker with each other and then other times cooperate with each other. Like when the new head is being grown, the other head helps take that membrane bit off.
Yeah. The middle head was definitely the Mo Howard. Right? Didn't it feel like
he was kind of more in charge?
Yeah,
I'm the one in charge. Yeah. I run the legs.
Yeah.
Okay, Monster Zero, calling him Monster Zero, great nod.
Yeah.
And then still giving him King Ghidorah later was great. It's like how the kid like knows Monster Zero.
Yeah, when I heard that, I lost it. I was like, this is great. Because it validates both like the Americanized version and the other version.
Yeah.
The Astro Monster. He's still from space. Which is probably why he was able to survive the oxygen destroyer, because he can probably...
Now, again, with the oxygen... Okay, again, oxygen destroyer is another one of those things you go, oh, an oxygen destroyer? Oh, no kidding. You guys got one of those in this movie? Cool. But every time they use the oxygen destroyer, I feel like, how does the water still happen to be there?
Yeah, shouldn't it turn into hydrogen? Wait, yeah.
Like, it should just be, like, dry. Like, it should just be, like, just sand... and dead fish, and then the ocean closed up again, maybe? Like, that's what I wanted to see.
Oh, okay.
Like to actually destroy oxygen.
Yeah.
Including, it'd have to destroy the water stuff, too.
I was okay with it, because they didn't dwell on it too much. And it kind of looked cool how they just had it in the rocket. Like, it was interesting. But when he said, we've constructed a weapon, I was like, oh, shit, is Mechagodzilla in this movie?
Oh, I wish.
I mean, it's what I hope for in that they keep on making these movies so we can get to that point.
Oh, I want that.
And I feel like Mechagodzilla is the next one to be in there. I was going to ask you,
like, what is your wish list for, like, the next unannounced future movie as to, like, who do you want to show up?
Well, I mean, like, obviously, like, Jet Jaguar and King Caesar, but... that's kind of stupid to request because it's got to be Mechagodzilla. I feel like of all the
I want a Mecha really bad. Like when the first time Godzilla takes off King Ghidorah's head, I thought, let's make a Mecha, and then I'm still kind of holding out for it because like then there's also in the stinger scene at the end of the credits. Yeah. When the guy comes and there's like just the King Ghidorah head there.
Yeah. And that's the one that
we'll take it. And I was like, oh, so we can make a mecha out of him.
Yeah. That would be great.
Or either that, or I think they're going to try and figure out if they can scrape out the bit that regenerates itself.
Yeah, I think that's what will happen. But okay, so like if, like I feel like of all the Toho monsters that people are aware of in the United States, I think Mechagodzilla is the one to go with. Like I would like to see, yeah, I would like to see Angulus, but I mean, I feel like who are you going to do that's going to get people in? And I think Mechagodzilla would be it.
Yeah, I think there's the other thing I liked was there's a moment when they talk about Godzilla being on our side.
Mm-hmm. For now.
And then she says for now.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good kind of thing. Like it could be like a, well, all right. So Mechagodzilla, in this universe, I don't see them going with, it being an alien, unless it was an ancient alien creation that they discovered. Oh, I don't see them being something like aliens showing up and trying to pretend it's good. I don't see that plot line happening. They're like, oh, why is Godzilla running amok? And then it turns out, oh no, we burnt his skin off. He's not really Godzilla.
Maybe in the 5 years where they didn't know where Godzilla was, maybe they're in the middle of constructing it, and it would be cool to bring back Aaron Johnson to pilot it. Like they would have brought Mechagodzilla in this one, but he wasn't ready yet. And then Godzilla returned. So now you can bring back Aaron Johnson from the first one, the guy who played Ford.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think if they can make it that essentially it's like the way to fight the monsters, we had to make our own.
Yeah.
It's very Pacific Rim, but.
But Godzilla has the
way to do it.
Can say, hey, well, we kind of did it first, so.
Yeah.
You can forgive us for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, the difference is, yeah, it's who do you root for?
Yeah, until they team up.
Oh, okay, so, all right, so the underwater city.
Yeah.
There's a moment when the drone comes up and you see Godzilla sitting there in the distance, and there's these like silhouettes of like looks like people.
Yeah, I thought it was a guy at first.
Yeah, I thought that was gonna be people who live down there.
Uh-huh. Did you notice those statues too had like people bodies, and some of them looked like they had Godzilla heads?
Yeah, they did. They had Godzilla heads.
Yeah, that's...
And then I was like, oh wait. Because then you see them, they're like holding like a spear thing. Mm-hmm. And then later when Ken Watanabe is there, you realize, wait, oh, these are giant statues.
Oh, okay. So they're giant people?
No, I think it's just, I think it's just like, I don't know. I think it's just people who worship Godzilla making Godzilla idols for the Godzilla temple, essentially.
Okay. That scene was my favorite scene in the movie.
When he goes and touches his face?
Yeah, that was good. You were just talking about that on a recent episode, too. And I forget what it was, where you're talking about how, like, the scientist who's been studying this forever finally sees the thing.
Gets to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And, just him coming up and calling him an old friend. Like, I was like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah. There's definitely, like, this thing. It's like, because both him and Sally Hawkins' character die in this one.
Uh-huh.
So I was like going, oh, so what's going to happen is like you get one more movie and then we kill you. So then it's like in the next movie, it'll be like, oh, now all these people are going to die. The ones I make it to the next one.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was wondering about Joe Morton. Like he may be maybe having that kind of Serizawa type of role in the next movie. Because I still think it's really strange that he was in this movie for like just that one like 2 minute scene. But that Serizawa scene is my favorite scene in the movie, and I like that Godzilla woke up and looked back. I thought the bomb looked cool. It reminded me of the bomb from Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Was that the second one? Where they worship the
right?
Bomb. Yeah, and it's all like super shiny chrome and had that neat like analog, looked like a measuring tape as the timer.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I liked all of that. The only thing I needed was for Ken Watanabe to have an eye patch for his sacrifice, because it reminded me of when Serizawa took the oxygen destroyer in the first Godzilla. That was my favorite scene in the movie.
All right. When you say Joe Morton, who are you referring to? I'm very confused. You keep referring to
Joe Morton. What's Miles Dyson in Terminator 2? And he was Cyborg's dad in Justice League.
Okay. He hasn't existed in these movies yet.
No.
Okay.
He was just in that monster scene. So you're
referring to the actor who calls her in the rain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, did I miss this guy in the previous movies?
No. Okay, but you know who I'm talking about, though, right? He's Miles Dyson in Terminator 2, the guy who creates the Terminators.
Oh, okay. By the way, did you see that Terminator trailer? Oh, yeah, of course. We were there together.
Dude, how many trailers did they show? They had to have shown at least 10 trailers. It was a lot of trailers.
Oh, so you're just saying because of who he is, that it's like, hey, will you do this? We promise we're gonna bring you in for this other thing later.
Yeah.
Okay, I buy that. All right, let's just kind of take, because like we liked the fights. Mm-hmm. We know we like stuff, and we're gonna get into that stuff. Oh, okay. Well, hang on.
Wait, hold on. Okay. I was just looking up Kong, Godzilla versus Kong, to see if he was in it. He's not, but Lance Reddick is in it.
Oh wow, cool.
And Kyle Chandler and Millie Bobby Brown.
Kyle Chandler. Okay.
So they're probably gonna die in this one. That one.
It'd be hard to get Millie Bobby Brown. I want to talk about stuff that either made us roll our eyes, or stuff that we're like, going, oh, I could have done without that. So we end on something that the stuff that we really liked.
Okay.
You got any?
There's the one thing and it was in a lot of trailers, and I know you avoided them. When Kyle Chandler says, oh my God, and then Bradley
and the guy says, Zilla.
I can't, I'm glad I knew it was in the movie before I saw the movie, because it was just it drove me nuts. It was in every trailer.
Some guy sitting to our left would have moments where he just throws hands up during the movie, and I feel like that was probably one of them. Oh my God, Zilla.
I don't think there was really anything that made me roll my eyes.
Okay.
But I, okay.
They also said Long Live the King twice. First, the guy says it, and then she says it when she's about to, she's about to get it.
It's, I guess, part of her arc is that he says it for King Ghidorah, and then she says it for Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of weird. But, and then they say Long Live the Queen, or the Queen of the Monsters. She refers to Mothra as Mothra. Queen of the Monsters, which I never heard that before, but I'm okay with. This is something that we would roll our eyes in other Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you rolled your eyes during this when Mothra's sparkles came out and revived Godzilla. We've seen it before. I think it's in GMK.
Part of it is the fact that we've seen it before. Uh-huh. Made us accept it. When she floats down on top of him and she's protecting him, and then she basically takes the whole hit of King Ghidorah's lightning breath. Uh-huh. Oh, lightning. What about when King Ghidorah, he gets all that like power plant energy?
Oh, yeah.
And he just starts shooting sparks from his wings.
Yeah.
That was cool. But yeah, the way she takes that hit from the King Ghidorah heads is great. It's such a tough mop. This is the toughest mop there is.
Yeah, that whole sequence, that little bit there, reminded me of GMK.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Very similar, which is fine with me. Because, yeah. It was funny because I was, like, looking at him, like, are they really going to do that? Have the little spirits go down into Godzilla? And I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, that's when I know, like, Mike Doherty is a fan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like going, oh, is some of this dust going to mix with Godzilla and get into space and make a space Godzilla?
Maybe.
With big shoulders?
No thanks.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Godzilla is down there trying to regenerate with the radiation that's down in this hidden secret city.
Cetopia.
And it says, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to blow a nuclear bomb in his face. And that'll help. While I'm watching it, that whole moment in my head, I'm hearing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
flame getting strong.
What if that bomb was a suppository? And Ken Watanabe.
He's like, hey, my friend, don't look over here.
That was
great texture on the Godzilla skin. Like, yeah. when he gets up after he's been recharged, uh-huh. and he's like, and you see him turn around, he's like, really great big bumps on his back and stuff. Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. Any more eye rolling moments? I think we're done. Or did you have something in mind? Okay.
No, I was just kind of like, there's human stuff that I'm like going,
that's almost every movie.
Let's go.
But I like that stuff more the second time, because the first time around, you're just like, get to the monsters, which there was plenty of monster stuff in this movie. But, it's, The whole idea of Monarch having all these bunkers all over the world was really cool. Thomas Middleditch had a cool Monarch pin that he was wearing during the courtroom scene.
Yeah,
and I want that pin. It looked like a really dark, like shiny black Monarch pin. So hopefully they come out with something like that, because it was really neat. I liked everybody in this movie. I didn't think I was gonna like Bradley Whitford because of the whole Zilla thing in the trailers, but I really liked his character. I'm surprised that, I mean, in a different movie they would have put him in like a tie dye shirt or something.
Oh yeah,
and they didn't have to, but he was still kind of that guy.
Yeah, and it was like, going, wait, is he piloting this thing? Oh, it was like, because he's like. He was doing the doors, working the doors and stuff, and then he's also though recording everything, and he's also a doctor, and he also still wants to have children one day.
Yeah, and he's crazy. He wildly speculates on everything. His speculations are out of control in this movie, and it's just for exposition purposes.
But you know, one thing I had that I was going, is when the Argo broke and they're fixing it and they're in the middle of the pouring rain and they're trying to put some electronic together.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the Orca. Argo's the plane.
Yeah.
So
they're able to do that in the rain and not get electrocuted.
They're like soldering and putting like electronics together in the rain.
Yeah. It was like give something for the humans to do while, you know, we can cut away from the monster fight a bit or whatever to add tension. I was hoping that the submarine could have made it Atragon. Cause I feel like the military, the ships and stuff were so advanced. They might as well have just stuck a totally drill on the front. Have. Yeah.
Also the submersible, the little
drones. Oh, the one that Serowazawa was in.
Yeah. The one man. Yeah. I like that thing. Submarine was,
yeah, that was really cool.
Kind of like the Meg.
The Meg one looks like Jetson's cars.
These ones look like Jetson's cars. It's just the Meg one's bubbly. Colorful.
And bubbly. I liked that Rodan. We got to see Rodan's super winds power when he flew through the Mexican village.
Yeah.
That was just tearing the buildings apart. Like, It's one of those.
Oh, yeah, like the kid that they're holding on to the kid that's flying away.
And it's one of those things where, like, when we see it in the movie, in the Toho movies, all of them, where he's just kind of flapping his wings and buildings are falling over.
Yeah,
like, it looks like silly.
Stuff.
But they kind of embraced that and but made it, like, cooler. Made it sort of like a, I don't know, backdrafty rooster tail sort of wind pocket that just, like, blasted the buildings to shreds. I thought it was cool that they did that because Rodan really doesn't have any powers. Like, that's his only power is to
is flying to, and beacon claws.
Yeah. So they really leaned into the whole being able to knock over buildings with the wind.
That spin move, though, is pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's fun. I liked where the whole when they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go with them, where Godzilla attacks King Ghidorah and, like, blows him backwards with, like, atomic breath, and then you cut to and you see the marching Godzilla and all, like, the jets and stuff around him as he's marching forward, and then there's the long shot of them kind of running at each other in that fight, and the way he's, like, he's got his two hands, like, going for, like, two different heads or something like that. It's really cool.
He
gets his ass beat a lot by King Ghidorah.
Yeah. Yeah. What I liked was there's a couple of things. The first was in Antarctica when you see the lights going up Godzilla's back and you're like, oh, he's going to blast Ghidorah. And then Ghidorah dodges it with the two heads and then attacks with, like, the third. Like, I thought that was cool. It's like, oh, shit, this is going to be tough because you're just like, oh, he's going to blast him with the fire breath at the end. And so that was cool. And then later, when Godzilla actually, the powered up version hits him and then actually blows Ghidorah back, it was like, okay, now we've got a fight.
That was I like that, the revved up sound.
Yeah, and then they got to the point where you hear it off screen.
Yeah.
When he was like the super powered, like the meltdown destroyer version of Godzilla. And you just hear it off screen. Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
And then you,
it's so cool.
Bradley Whitford. What's up?
Well, I was thinking the first reveal of Godzilla underwater when they opened the doors and you kind of just see him there.
Like floating.
Yeah. And then they do like kind of like a jump scare. Suddenly he's like right next to us.
Yeah.
So loud.
Yeah. It was cool seeing Godzilla swimming, but actually from underwater.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see that in the last one. But I like that Bradley. So I thought it was kind of cheesy that Bradley Whitford says, oh, do a Serizawa, let them fight sort of thing. And he's like, I love when
I love when he says that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we already believe that you were around, like, already.
We know you saw the first movie.
But then I like the response. Kyle Chandler's response was, no, we're going to fight alongside him. And I was like, yes. Right. Yeah, and then all the jets and stuff, like, with Godzilla. It's so cool.
And creating a history when, like, when Serizawa, he pulls out his watch and Kyle Chandler says, what time is it? And then it turns out that's something that his kid would always say.
Yeah, time to get a new watch. That was good. I like the characters. I see a lot of the complaints online are centered around the human stuff. And I feel like I had less of a problem the second time. And I actually liked them a lot more this time around.
I haven't looked at what people are saying.
Usually
when someone's like, this is there, I go, you're right, but I didn't mind it.
It's the same thing you hear all the time. It's the monster stuff's awesome and the people stuff is whatever. But I think with the exception of a few, that's almost all of them. Like, we just want to see the monsters fight.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, I get it. We're the monsters.
That
the real monsters is us.
Well, yeah, okay. The message in this movie,
Millie Bobby Brown calls your mama monster.
I actually liked that. I thought that was cool, though. I like that when she called it. She didn't say, like, you're the monster. She just said, you're a monster. And then, but then there's like a pause so the audience could be like, oh, okay, I get it. There's a bunch of big monsters, but
all the footage that, her mom had handy for, like, when she's having her special supervillain speech
with the with the forest burning and
look at all this pollution. Yeah.
It was more than pollution, though, which was nice. Usually the message is either nuclear weapons or pollution. Like, those are really the only stuff you get in Godzilla movies as far as the message is concerned. But this one had kind of more, like, it was just about people sucking, overpopulation and war and just like pointing out all the awful stuff that people do instead of just the atomic bombs and pollution. So, I mean, I guess you kind of have to have a message, I suppose, in these movies. I mean, you don't really need to, but I guess if that's her motivation, I liked her. I thought she was a cool bad guy. I hated her guts. So
it was interesting when you watch it a second time and you watch her now knowing what you know at the beginning. She's, you know, she plays it well.
She does a really good job because I was confused the first time I saw it. I'm like, but she was scared and afraid that she was going to get hurt. But you watch it the second time, you're like, oh, she knows this is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And now in the trailer, do we know that she's...
There's some of her speech in the trailer, but I don't... I still didn't know. And I watched those trailers a bunch. I still didn't realize that she was going to be a bad guy.
All right, cool.
But I really liked her performance. I liked Charles Dance. I thought he did a really good job. I hope he comes back and does whatever he does with that King Ghidorah head.
Yeah.
I'm assuming build another King Ghidorah, maybe launching him into space and having him be reborn.
Okay, so Godzilla in meltdown mode.
Uh-huh.
And the blue becomes red, and he starts showing cracks in his skin, like shit.
Yeah.
And it's so cool looking. Like that part when, like, essentially King Ghidorah's got all his heads wrapped around him, and he just keeps biting in on him.
Yeah.
And biting him, and he's, like, just, like, kind of getting really worked.
Yeah. And then flown up to the atmosphere.
Yeah, that looks kind of silly to me, because it looked like they were hugging.
Oh, it reminded me of some of those shots from...
It's like a slow dance.
Yeah. That was neat, though. It was cool. There was some... The first fight in Antarctica where Godzilla would just... He was doing the thing, would be grappling and biting at the one head, and the other two would, like, be snapping at him the whole time. Like, it's kind of something... It's what you don't get with the puppet versions.
Yeah.
Because they're always just constantly moving. Like, these three definitely had a game plan, and they had, like... These, like, kind of, like, these choreographed attacks. Oh, my favorite shot in the movie was at the end when Mothra comes flying in, shoots the web stuff, the white goo.
Does it count?
I think so. The thing is, it's more silk in this than the other ones.
Well, it's definitely spiderwebby, yeah.
But... gets the two of the Ghidorah heads trapped up against that glass building.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then you see Godzilla in the reflection. Oh, that was cool.
Oh, of the building. Yeah. And then they just plow through that building.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reflection in the building is great.
That shot was awesome. There's so much going on. And the Rodan. We get fights with Ghidorah and Mothra. Mothra and Rodan.
Fight was good. Yeah. And then with the big sting reveal, I was like, oh, he's got a stinger.
Yeah.
And then Rodan goes collapsing downward and then disappears for the rest of the movie until Godzilla finally, like, establishes himself as king. And Rodan shows up, still's got a hole in his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he bows. Yeah. He's like, oh, okay. So it's like, no one gonna really die in these.
Well, Mothra.
It seems like Mothra's dead. We don't see the body.
But Mothra on the roof of that skyscraper was awesome too, because we've seen that before. But the way Mothra the wings kind of wrapped down,
very much like a moth, but also they made him really tough and exciting.
Yeah.
Now the Skyla spider.
Spiga.
This guy, he's like, it's this looks kind of crab like. But like, he also had these like kind of Cthulhu tentacles
Yeah, it reminded me too. It reminded me of the bamboo spider.
Yeah, bamboo.
The bamboo spider on Skull Island.
Oh, interesting.
Remember it shut those things down and sucked up the guys? Yeah. So I'm wondering if it's like something along those lines.
The big end, so Godzilla keeps basically blowing up into King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't blow up into pieces, though, because then somehow he's just being able to let off that energy and not destroy himself.
Yeah. Kind of like maybe the Muto's EMPs.
Giant blast.
Yeah.
Giant blast. And he looks really tough with the red
cracks
and stuff. Yeah. It was really cool.
You want to talk about last?
And then you see, and then you're like waiting for out of the rubble, and you see
Ghidorah.
Ghidorah's head.
Oh, that was so good.
Very much alive. And then it's coming out of Godzilla's mouth, and then he finally shoots it into obliteration.
Yeah.
But it's like, wait, did he just eat King Ghidorah?
I don't think
so. From tail to head?
I don't think so. I think maybe he obliterated Ghidorah and like that was the last of it. And he just grabbed it with his mouth. But then the thing is...
No.
So
you're not going to regenerate your butt end.
The thing is, though, after he obliterates Ghidorah's head, there's a yellow spark in his mouth as if he burped Ghidorah stuff. Yeah. Like, there's a little lightning spark in his mouth.
Yeah.
So, did he eat Ghidorah?
He burped Ghidorah stuff.
That was a cool shot. That was a really good shot. And a good fake out, too.
Yeah, it was a good fake out. The one thing that I was kind of bummed about Ghidorah is there's two specific, like, specialty shots of the spike tail.
Yeah, and they rattle.
He's got two of them. They rattle. That was a cool little addition. But he never really used that spike tail, like, in a way that was like, oh, that's what that's for.
Yeah.
And now I was a little bummed at that because I was like, because the moment we're like, it like the spike spread on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, what's he going to do with that? And he didn't do anything. I
think that would come in handy fighting two people. Like if he's fighting with the heads and then has to swing around the tails, but we'll see if he shows up again. I'm assuming he will.
Music.
Yes. Bear McCreary used Akira Ukafube's classic Godzilla music.
All the legendary. Yeah. All the stuff that we so recognize. Good. And then the closing credits, the Mosuda's music is playing.
The Mothra song plays as Mothra is coming Bingo. Out of the waterfall, yeah.
Yeah.
And you could just hear, like, the jungle beat of it at first. And, like, as you're hearing it, you start recognizing it right off the bat and start humming along as it kicks in. It's so good. And then with her shot of her, with her long hair, that whole sequence was awesome, too.
Having the music that we recognize in it was just so, it just made us like it that much more. And it was like, you know, whole drive home, I'm going dun 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 dun, dun. Yeah.
Yeah, Stevie was humming the Mothra music.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, all that stuff. So great.
It really leaned into Toho.
Totally.
It really leaned into it. So cool. I don't know if I have much more to talk about. The end credits are amazing. So the end credits are kind of like what we were hoping for with the opening credits of Godzilla and Skull Island with like the redacted text and the Monarch stuff.
Yeah.
The song is funny. it's a song about Godzilla and people screaming on subways and stuff. But they have that last shot where it's a cave drawing of Kong versus Godzilla. And I like the scale of it because King Kong is still smaller than Godzilla, but you can tell is like a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool seeing Kong like try to grapple Godzilla, who's, you know, a bit bigger. He might be a little bit faster. and smarter. So I don't know who I would root for in that movie, but I'm assuming they're going to have a team up, right? They've got to.
It's fun how this Godzilla, he stands so upright and so, you know, it's kind of like the 70s King Kong, where he just kind of stands straight up and down. Yeah. And instead of like the 98 Kong, the 98 Zilla, the one that's, you know, more like the Jurassic Park kind of, whatever the, you know, what we find, what we now go like, this is probably how T-Rexes really stood. This Godzilla stands more like the old dinosaur toys.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, they're like leaning on their tail.
Yeah.
It's satisfying. That's the review I've been giving to everybody who's asked me about it. Goes, it really scratches the Godzilla itch to see, you know, recognizable characters, but done in the modern CGI way.
Yeah, Mothra looks so different, but it was undoubtedly Mothra.
Yeah.
Of the designs, I think I liked Mothra the most.
Of the new designs?
Well, I guess, yeah, Mothra was the most different, I think. Because Ghidorah and Rodan looked just like Ghidorah and Rodan. They almost look like almost practically a one-for-one remake.
But the
tail is a little different.
The movement that you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
The way, like, because same thing with the spikes that go up and down King Ghidorah's necks. Also the same. They just look, you get full, that everything is useful, like it's just really well created.
I think with Mothra, there's been so many different Mothra designs, because Mothra keeps dying and being rehatched and stuff, that you can kind of mess around with that design a little more. You can sort of pick and choose like your favorite like face or your favorite wings or coloration. I think the only real drastic change was the legs. But that made it cooler because she can like grab onto things. So that was all kind of neat. I don't know if Mothra's ever had a stinger, but I didn't feel like it was like out of bounds. I feel like it was okay to do that, because there's characters like Batra, which I believe has a stinger, and Megaguirus. So
yeah, it's definitely the Mothra I like best in its design form.
And then the souped up Godzilla with sort of the kind of Tron highlights,
yeah,
or like the Pacific Rim highlights. Like I have a Funko Pop that is like it's called like Fire Breath Godzilla or something, where it's it has like blue, sort of blue clear tail fins, eyes, and
oh
mouth.
yeah I think, and I had that too.
So that reminded me of this Godzilla more than anything. Was when it got supercharged, not the full blown Destroyer version, but the regular,
right? When it was
shooting up into the sky one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Top five? Is it too soon? Geez. It's too soon, right? I feel like we have like the excitement of a new movie, so we may. But I don't like. It had so much of the stuff that I wanted to see, and it had so much of the stuff that I liked. Like when we saw Godzilla 2014, we're like, oh man, we wish that Mothra was in it. Oh, we wish that, you know, Rodan or one of these other guys instead of the Muto. And then now we have it, and it's like kind of great, but I don't know. I think it's my favorite American Godzilla movie.
I agree.
Definitely more than 98. And I think I liked it more than the 2014.
I agree.
That's it. It's up there for me with Skull Island. I really like Skull Island.
Yeah, me too.
And I think between Skull Island's sort of mentality and the tone that they decided to go with, and the tone of this movie and what Mike Doherty decided to do, I think mixing those together is going to make Godzilla versus Kong pretty great.
I don't have my list handy. What's number five in our list?
Here, let me check.
Is it Mecha Godzilla?
Let me check. It's on. You can go to kaijupod.com.
Okay.
Number one is still Roseanne. Roseanne. Shit.
Roseanne.
Roseanne. Number one is Rodan. Two is Monster Zero. Three, Frankenstein Conquers the World. Four, Destroy All Monsters. And five, Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla.
No,
you're still good, huh? Yeah, I think I'm the same.
Mechagodzilla is still so strong, strong. Oh, I see. I'm looking at the Godzilla versus King Kong. Kong is like jowly in that promo poster.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's like he looks jowly. He looks like he's got a beard. Even I can send it to you.
This just came out 2 days ago.
That poster did?
This new promo poster for Godzilla versus Kong. Oh, I don't know. I think that's his arm.
What's his arm?
Are you seeing what I'm seeing? I don't know if you're
maybe not.
I just typed in Godzilla versus Kong promo poster, and the tagline for it is "One will fall."
No, this one is the one that's King versus God.
Okay, that might not be, because this is the first official, and this just came out 2 days ago.
You thought I thought that was a beard?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're looking at.
like he was asleep for 100 years.
Rip Van Winkle. I don't even know what that is. It might even be mountains behind him. But that's next year. I think it's April, which is good. The sooner the better. And then hopefully it comes out soon. Hopefully it does well enough so we can get, I'm assuming, Mechagodzilla.
All right, this is the one I'm talking about.
Oh.
Looks like he's got a beard. Like he's got like a...
I wonder if that's fan-made.
5 o'clock shadow. You think it's fan-made?
Maybe.
Because the IMDb one that says 2018... Looks like it has logos at the bottom. It's from there, and it's the one that's in the IMDb gallery. Yeah, but he's got a beard to make him look older. okay, toys.
Yeah.
Did you look at the toys?
I haven't seen a lot of them.
Well, there's you know, the usual movie tie-in toys, kind of. They're a little small, like because for scale the Rodan's it's kind of smallish by comparison. Example, but there is also Bandai has 2019 vinyls. Really? Yeah, and there's the Rodan looks pretty damn good, as does their King Ghidorah.
Oh.
Not the big, not the real expensive one. I'm talking about the one that's the vinyl.
Okay, I've seen them. Oh yeah,
it's like Bandai Monster Series. This guy, yeah, the King Ghidorah one looks pretty great.
I like that Godzilla. Oh yeah.
Oh, the one with the blue.
Yeah, that's cool because I don't have one of those versions of Godzilla. The American version. The only Godzilla I have is the Destoroyah one.
Oh, the orange one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they did, yeah, like...
that Ghidorah's cool.
Yeah, he's cool, and I think he's probably pretty big.
Those wings come out really far.
And there's also... the Rodan one's not bad either.
Isn't the one where he's standing with his arms out or his wings out?
Yeah, but...
looks like he was wearing samurai pants.
It's samurai pants.
Yeah,
no, it's just it's kind of like the other Rodan ones, only he's got a lot more, like his skin's a lot chunkier looking. Here, are you sending it to me?
That's the one I saw.
No, I do have that guy though. This is the other version.
Oh yeah,
looks like they made him very stable on his feet. Yeah, this one, the one you sent me. Where does this Rodan show up?
I don't know. Probably Final Wars.
He's got like armor plating. Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a samurai suit. Yeah, but I just kind of like look and I go, yeah, I do like the way Bandai does it.
Yeah. Plus, it's kind of more uniform with your other ones.
Yeah.
Like if I had like this Rodan, he would go good next to my King Caesar. Like these have like kind of the same quality and scale.
Yeah.
Man, they need to bring in King Caesar. It'd be so long before that happens. All right. You want to talk about next show?
Sure.
Next show, we are watching Mighty Joe Young from 1949. If Bill Paxton is in it, you're watching the wrong one. Yeah, we're watching that one. I think it's 1949. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to watching that and talking about it. And yeah, I'm excited. You'll be able to watch that over at kaijupod.com, and you can also see our big kaiju film list there, which is where, oh man, we've gone through, so we've got a huge chunk out of the movies. It's crazy. And then yeah, that also have links to our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, so check those out. Anything else before we take off? I really like this movie.
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked it too.
Yeah. So, shit, man. until next time.
Well, that's hard.
I know. I have nothing. I'm going to go, check out a Red Sox game.
I am going to, man,
burn some bacon.
Yeah. I was sorry. I recommend the toasted eggs.
So weird, because who goes and checks their email while they got cooking stuff on the kids these days,
multitaskers.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go see the movie again.
All right.